Breakfast with Martin Fester.
Lovely to hear from the Queen. Same with Charge. We'll get us through this.
That's how I sounded the entire Saturday. I just took the day off.
Just took the day off
what?
And I bride and
bring about Charge.
In that accent.
Listen,
of
people,
course
that
you did.
That bride shame. I mean, it's like you can't look away. Hey, that picture is almost poetic. It's that bad. Of this bride in her white wedding dress being forced into a police van. Shame. That's not the way you want to do it, eh? That's not the way you want to do it.
May I just add that the police officer helped her to get her dress into the van. You know, like they help you into the limo when you're on your way to the church with your dress? He helped her. He made space for the dress. He made sure he closed the door nicely so that the dress doesn't get messy. And I like that.
Yes, what a gentleman, hey? Do you take this man to be your lovely? No, I do. Do you understand the rights we are reading to you? I do. Were you naughty having your wedding during a lockdown? I did.
Yes.
Get into this van. Honeymoon in the soul. Shame. It's just this terrible. People aren't taking it seriously enough, you see. It's like those two. I mean, you know, as jy dom is, moet jy enig iemand? Vir geen geld.
Vol.
Vir geen geld nie. Hoe eindig die sin? As jy dom is, moet jy poef. I mean, daai twee ouppies wat no, it's just Liesel, it's law of the averages, hey? Driving around, making a video where you don't care, dropping the P-bomb. I mean, if that's the video that we're talking about, Yechada, am I right?
Yes, those two boys. Yes.
And then they find you, in your estate in Littleton, and now jy ook. Jy nie breit, en jy nie breidegom. Right there. By the way, if you want to see that, the story about the poor bride in the pictures and the stuff of her getting into the police van when they were breaking lockdown, go and have a look. It's on our blog as we speak. On jacarandafm.com, the Breakfast of Martin Bester blog there. Otherwise, Liesel, what was the weekend like?
The weekend was very uneventful. I was in the house the whole time. I went to do the show, but it was raining on Saturday, so the roads were nice and empty. The rain kept everybody at home over the weekend, well, at least for Friday and Saturday. So that made me very grateful.
Shame. I honestly once again feel for people with kids. It's like you look forward to a December holiday all year long and then head to the coast and then dan blaas die windjie weg. Of the rain, you know. And it's the same now. Lockdown with rain outside, the kids can't be outside. But yeah, I suppose you have to keep yourself busy inside. I don't have kids, so I can get stuck into a bit of Netflix. But what now, though? Now watched... have you finished Tiger King, Alma?
I have finished Tiger King. I want to know what happened to that guy with the bandana. Why is no one putting him in jail?
Yeah, what now? Is he... where's he? Because he seems...
What? Is he now just dueling? Yeah. Like, just playing with tigers?
And Carol Baskin, I mean, you know, what's happening
Carol.
There? What's happening
hey,
there?
How are you, cats and kittens?
What's worse? Oh, hello, kitty. If you're not watching the series, I'll stop talking about it. You're going to have to catch up. What else? It's like an awesome sport om te kijk nie, you know? I was chatting on... by the way, who's been doing house party?
We did.
No.
Yes.
Are you not doing house party?
Book club did on Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was
Look
house
at
partying
you guys.
With friends in Canada. I was house partying with my friends in Dublin last night. Isn't it strange? I mean, we don't speak that often to people and friends around the world, and it took a lockdown for us to connect.
Mm.
Kind of weird.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochtend is 'n vrek lekker ochtend.
6 to 9